On certain Fridays, we do a little thing that we like to call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
NHBR's Sam Evans Brown, he's the host of a podcast known as Outside In. He is here to answer some listener questions about our natural world. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rick. Today's question comes to us from Sherry in Meredith, and I have to say, I think you're going to like it.
I'll be the judge of that.
This is Sherry Stevens from Meredith, New Hampshire. I'm noticing a lot of chipmunks this year. As my son Josiah put it, are we having a chipocalypse like we had a Squirrelmageddon last couple years ago? I'd love to know.
Oh, I love it. The sequel to the Squirrelpocalypse.
Have you noticed the chipmunks, Rick?
Oh, I have. We've got two known chipmunk dens just right in our immediate backyard. And I know this because I have a cat who likes to just park himself over one of the holes.
Okay, so let's review the Squirrelmageddon, because there were two crucial ingredients. The first was a year in which oaks and beech and other so-called mast trees produced a lot of nuts. That was the mast year. Mm-hmm. That led to a large population of gray squirrels, and that's the second ingredient, and the one that led to all the roadkill, which is basic squirrel ecology, which is that squirrels, when they run out of food, have adapted to go looking for it.
And that means running back and forth across the road.
Right.
So they look for food when they are in high density. And so, yeah, they expand. And this is when they can get killed by cars.
So that was Mathilde Tissier. She is one of two researchers who I interviewed who are conducting a long-term study on chipmunk populations that has been going on for 16 years.
Wow.
Up in Sherbrooke, Quebec. So this is the thing, is that unlike squirrels, chipmunks, when there's not much food, they don't go roaming about, because unlike squirrels, chipmunks, like your cat has realized, live underground, and they hoard large amounts of seeds and nuts down there in these little burrows that you see them skittering down into. So when food is low, rather than go looking for more food, chipmunks go dormant.
Chipmunks can do this, what we call a lull. They go inside their burrow in July when it's really hot, and then they go out like late August and September.
The adults, who have already been hoarding food all spring, will start to go underground. The ones that you will see out and active, and the ones that are slowly probably going to be picked off by predators or sadly starve, are all the juveniles. Those are the mast year baby boom. They're the ones that will bear the brunt of the chipocalypse.
So there'll be less roadkill for us to see, but there's still going to be more chipmunks than usual, and unfortunately, more will die.
Yeah. And that's just the way it goes. But there is a question at the root of this that I found really interesting, which is that if we had a mast year last fall, why are we seeing tons of chipmunks but not tons of squirrels?
Ah, good question.
Okay, so the other researcher I talked to, his name's Patrick Bergeron. He's the one who's in charge of that chipmunk research project. He says that it's possible that the reason that we're not seeing many squirrels might be because, in fact, of the impending chipocalypse.
If you look at the gray squirrels, they would rely on deciduous trees. So I see that they're in a system that should be very similar to the chipmunks. And then in that race, or arm race even, of tracking the trees, I think that sometimes the populations, they may fail to do so.
So to restate what he's saying here, and I'd like to just say, you know, this is kind of like a maybe, because it is actually possible that there are more squirrels in the woods that we've been noticing, but we just, you know, we haven't started to really see them because they haven't started to move yet. But maybe what happened was that the population was a little bit low after all those road kills in 2018. And so when we had another big mast year in 2019, they weren't able to capitalize on it. But you know who was? The chipmunks.
Mm. Are these going to be like cicadas? Every 11 years, we end up with a chipmunk apocalypse of some sort?
Well, it just seems like it's way more complicated. Like, what population is poised to capitalize on a big mast year? And who's going to outcompete who? And there are so many organisms eating those nuts that you know, it's just been really fun to watch.
I'll check in with the cat and see what he has to say.
He's doing his part in the chipocalypse.
Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
NHPR's Sam Evans Brown, he hosts Outside In. It's a podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. Sam, if somebody listening right now has a question for you, chipmunk related or not, how can they get it on the air?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. The email address, if you'd like to record yourself on a voice memo and send it in on your smartphone, is outsidein@nhpr.org.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.